This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Ryan, we have a very special guest. Who are we speaking with today?
Oh man, Greg, this is an interview I've been waiting for a long time, and I'm so glad to have our guest with us today. We are speaking today with none other than William Hung. Yes, that William Hung. After his American Idol audition, William Hung's rendition of She Bangs became famous for all the wrong reasons. Despite a humbling start, William redeemed himself. He has since appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live and The Ellen DeGeneres Show, and even performed live with Ricky Martin in Las Vegas. William has spent the last few years studying the world's top performers and public speakers to uncover their secrets to success. Using what he discovered, he skyrocketed his first studio album, Inspiration, to number one on the independent Billboard charts. His latest TEDx talk has been viewed by over 35,000 people in less than a month. He's also spoken for Microsoft, RE/MAX, Corvo, and other esteemed associations. He now helps purpose-driven business owners become champions in their industries by leveraging public speaking. William helps them uncover their unique, inspiring stories and uses them to get booked and sell out their stages, webinars, and live streams. William Hung, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, William.
Yeah. I'm excited.
All right. So, William, I was sharing with Greg before we started this recording that William Hung is really a household name, at least here in the United States. Of course, we have listeners from all across the globe here in our international organization of Toastmasters. So I don't want to assume that all of our listeners are familiar with your story. So could you maybe give just a really brief overview of your American Idol audition and how that turned you into a household name in many parts of the world?
So, yes, here's what happened. I was studying for civil engineering at UC Berkeley, but then I got depressed. I wasn't happy. And one day, I saw a poster for a school talent show at the Clark Kerr dormitories. I figured, why not? Let's try. Nothing to lose. So I sang my favorite song, She Bangs, by Ricky Martin. To my surprise, I won. The grand prize was a DVD player. So that's what gave me the confidence to audition for American Idol.
And then what happened once you did get in for the audition at American Idol? How did that go down?
The staff members loved it. The producers loved it. But Randy, Paula, and Simon, not so much. Randy covered his face with a sheet of paper and giggled throughout. Paula was enjoying herself, and then Simon said, thank you, thank you. You can't sing, you can't dance. So what do you want me to say? I said, I already gave my best. I have no regrets at all. Paula said, good for you. That's the best attitude yet. I said, I had no professional training. Simon goes, no. Well, there's a surprise of the century.
I have to admit, I did watch Idol for the first few years. I haven't watched since, but I watched for a few years. I did watch that. I'd only been a Toastmaster for less than 2 years at that time. And I remember when Simon said what he said, looking at you, you had this, it appeared that it was almost like it was the deer in the headlights. What I'm curious, I mean, obviously your attitude is different, having been through Toastmasters and having all the experience you have now. But I'm wondering, what was going through your head when you got that feedback?
I just thought that my audition was over. I remember what my mom taught me, that it's okay to fail as long as you tried your best. So that's what allowed me to maintain that positive attitude.
That was a really critical moment right there, I think, for you, William. Obviously, the footage had been broadcast on national and international television. Frankly, you were criticized by the judges, at least Simon, and not the most supportive Toastmasters spirit of giving feedback. And I could see that some people, that could be their undoing. That could lead to a deep, dark depression and going and hiding in a hole somewhere. You didn't go away immediately. You actually, your 15 minutes of fame lasted for more than 15 minutes. And, you know, as we just said, you ultimately ended up singing with Ricky Martin on stage. I guess kind of continuing with Greg's question about what you felt in that moment, how did you kind of process that whole experience, especially once the actual show aired on television and you started getting reaction and, you know, feedback and probably requests for interviews and such? What was your mindset at that time?
Just take it one day at a time. Take advantage of the opportunities when they come up.
So obviously that started a trend for something. I mean, obviously that 15 minutes of fame, which is now more than 15 years, obviously there was a lot of action right up front, but then it must have dissipated at some point. When did you kickstart the journey that you started on and where you're at now?
I was traveling and performing for about 4 years full time. I was living a dream life. That's when my entertainment career slowed down. So I had to make a choice. Do I want to keep going with showbiz or do I want to get a stable job? I figured after making a lot of money from first 4 years, I didn't need to take a chance. So I settled for a government job and I worked there for the last 8 years. But something inside of me tells me that I should go for more in my life. I shouldn't be just the average cubicle guy. So when I first started this new job, I thought it would be exciting. It would be like the people that's working and the TV show, Crime Scene Investigation, CSI. But instead, I was processing depressing police reports one after another. Rape, murder, homicide, burglaries. I needed an outlet. And then I found a flyer online saying, hey, would you want to join Toastmasters from the Sheriff's Department in Los Angeles? Yeah, let's do it.
Is that when speaking sort of came onto your radar, or was it before that or after that?
It was at that time. So it was after American Idol, maybe 4 or 5 years after my initial fame. So that's how I started. And then when I first started, I didn't think of speaking and coaching being my business. I just saw it more like a hobby, more like an outlet to have something positive, something fun outside of work.
Cool.
How has the ramp up been on the speaking business? Obviously you've got the name recognition, so I can imagine that was a big asset, but were you able to quickly build up a clientele for speaking opportunities, or like many of us, was it a sort of a struggle to get your speaking business off the ground?
It was definitely more of a struggle to get it off the ground. About 3 years ago, I finally got invited to be a keynote speaker for the first time. And that's when everything started, because we all have to start somewhere. And I was very grateful that I knew a friend from Toastmasters who would give me that opportunity, who would trust me to be the closing keynote speaker for the Asian Real Estate Association of America. I will never forget that. That's when it started. And I was nervous. Because the president, he was very serious about this. He told me, William, our future depends on you.
No pressure, though, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But I got through it, and I felt great. Everybody felt great.
Nice. So what is it exactly that you speak about when you speak to audiences?
I usually talk about how you can choose to become a champion in your life, how you can choose to create the life that you want so that you can be happy, you can feel joyful every day.
I've been following your career a little bit, not stalking, just following. You've done a number of interviews, you've done a number of podcasts, you've done a number of presentations. And what I find is that your positive attitude is incredible. It's infectious. It seems as if anyone is having any challenges, they just look back and say, look where William was, look where he is now. It's incredible. What I was wondering, during that time, you must have had some times where things weren't going well. You might have questioned yourself. Maybe you reached out to someone for some help. Can you share any experiences with that?
Yeah. What people might not know until recently is I went through two divorces after my initial American Idol fame. So after I got my job, I thought, like, it's time for me to get my own family. And then my dad took the first step. He was helping me looking for Chinese girls on online dating websites. And that's how everything started. And then somehow, maybe I thought I loved that girl, the first girl. So I went all the way to China, dated her for just 1 week, and got married.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I thought that would be a nice life changer. But unfortunately, the first marriage only lasted 10 months. And then the second marriage, I went online again. And then this time, I did spend 6 months to get to know that girl. And then we got married. We stayed married for about 2.5 years. But eventually, we decided that our values and visions, we couldn't align with each other. And then we also decided to divorce. So that's where I'm at, single and ready to mingle.
But how did you keep that positivity?
Somehow, I told myself that I need to take personal responsibility for my own progress. Because it's very easy to put the blame on my parents, put the blame on my ex-wives, and put the blame on other people. But maybe I appreciate everything as part of my journey to learn more about myself and what I really want in my life.
Wow.
William, I'm curious, when you stepped into the first Toastmasters meeting that you attended, can you tell us a little bit about where you were at in terms of your public speaking skills then and how that has changed here now in the year 2020?
When I first stepped into the Toastmasters club, I had no idea what to expect. After joining the club for about a month, they asked me to evaluate a DTM, Distinguished Toastmaster. I was like, what? Are you serious? Why do you pick more other people? The other people need to do other roles. There I was, evaluating the Distinguished Toastmaster. And for the listeners that might not know what that is, it is the highest level of achievement. It is for one of the most experienced, most accomplished member in the club. So yeah, I didn't know what to say. I just said, like, oh, good job with your story. Good job there. Good job here. But I didn't know how to be specific with my feedback. So that's something I learned over the years.
Have you done any competing in speech contests at Toastmasters?
Yeah, I definitely tried to compete last 2 to 3 years. I made it all the way to the division level for the international speech contest. And I'm excited to say that last year, I got second place for the Table Topics district level contest.
Awesome.
Oh, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
That's great.
I was just curious whether your celebrity helped or hindered you in your at your club.
I think for my club, it helped me because people naturally wanted to connect with me and learn more about my story. And it's also easy to get mentoring from more experienced members. So that was very helpful.
Yeah. 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 Along those lines, I wonder, do people still recognize you, you know, wherever you go? Is that a common occurrence, or they hear your name and they're like, wait a second, are you that American Idol guy?
Yeah, it's actually very common. Not as crazy as before, to the point where I'm stopped everywhere. I could not get my food. I could not get to my airplane, but it's still very common.
Yeah. Wow. Really cool. How about your musical aspirations? You came out with your studio album, which I remember hearing that and thinking about Simon, especially, and like, look at that. You know, he went and did it and got a record deal. But is that something that's on the radar for you still? Like you mentioned that you sort of put the entertainment career on hold, but is that still a passion for you or something you'd like to do more with in the future?
It just depends on what opportunities show up in my life. Right now, I am excited. One of my friends, she's interested to turn my new book, Champion by Choice, into a movie. And then I have another friend that wants to talk to my former record company to update my original first album, Inspiration. They're trying to figure out if they can put out a limited edition.
Nice. Wow.
If you're curious, William was profiled in the September 2018 issue of the Toastmaster magazine. The article is entitled, William Hung Hits the Right Notes, subtitled, Skewered for His Singing, American Idol Celebrity Finds Success in the End. And with that, I'm going to ask you about how you got the last laugh singing with Ricky Martin. How did that come about and how did it turn out?
It was unbelievable because for Ricky Martin, he mentioned he wanted to perform with me multiple times the last 15 years. But one day I went to work for my government job. And then my friend called me in the morning. She said, William, did you hear that Ricky Martin wants to perform with you? It was for one of the LA radio stations. I forgot which one. And then she told me, you got to call them. Call them right away. And I did. Eventually, I got in touch with Ricky Martin's manager. And then I knew it was real.
Wow. That must have been thrilling.
It was so surreal. When I met my friend and I met him in person. Ricky is so nice. He's so genuine. I'm so grateful I met him in person.
Really cool.
So that was a dream come true. And ironically, he wanted to perform with you rather than vice versa. Or he asked you first.
Yeah, he did. He invited me to perform with him on Las Vegas.
Awesome.
And how was it received? I can imagine you must have brought the house down.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Everybody was waiting outside to ask for pictures, and I feel the old glory days again. It's like, oh my God.
Nice. So great. Yeah. So William, this has been awesome chatting with you. You, as we wrap up here, you mentioned your book a moment ago. I wonder if in closing you could tell us a little bit about your book and then tell us where people can go to connect with you and keep abreast of what you're up to.
Sure. So my book is called Champion by Choice. I published this book earlier last year, October, not too long ago. And the idea is to provide you with a framework to become a champion in your life. The best way to stay in touch with me is to go to my website, willhung.com, willhung.com. You can reach out to me there, and then I can help you as a former fellow Toastmaster to uncover your inspiring story.
On a personal note, it's been an honor because I remember watching the show live and I saw you. It was great. And from a Toastmaster perspective and as a person, from a personal note is, you know, good on you for what you did. I mean, I would have been probably devastated if I had received the feedback that you got. You held your head high and good on you.
Thank you.
William, it's been an absolute honor and, of course, a pleasure. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, William.
Thanks for having me. It was fun, lighthearted. I like it.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.